Fritz Kreisler was one of the first violinists who insisted that beauty of tone is of primary importance in string playing. He certainly had the most beautiful violin sound you could imagine. He was born in Vienna in 1875, and his playing combined a warm Viennese elegance with a certain Parisian charm and suavity. Though his tone is extremely sweet, there's nothing marshmallowy about it. It's literally high-strung. He keeps the bow hairs very tight. The volume never gets very big, but the quality of the sound is responsive to Kreisler's slightest touch. He developed the technique of continuous vibrato, which keeps his string tones singing and full of color at every moment. Here's part of the slow movement of his great recording of the Mendelssohn Concerto, made in 1925 under the sensitive direction of the almost completely forgotten German conductor, Leo Blech. Four of Kreisler's finest concerto recordings, the Mendelssohn, Beethoven, and Brahms, and the Mozart D major, and some shorter pieces, all dating from the mid-1920s, have just been reissued by Music and Arts. Unlike many concert virtuosos of his generation, Kreisler took eagerly to the new media. He appeared on the radio and made lots of records. He was a natural popularizer. He composed some famous short pieces, and he even wrote a musical comedy called Apple Blossoms for Fred and Adele Astaire. Kreisler was not an intellectual player, and he didn't like to practice. You're seldom overwhelmed by his sense of the overall structure of a large-scale work. But his phrasing could be eloquent, and what really gets to you is the endless flow of melody that carries you along with it. So that even a big, complex work like the Brahms Concerto, especially as conducted by Blech, is consistently riveting. Kreisler's recordings of the violin encore repertoire, including some of his own short pieces, contain some of his most ravishing playing. Here's a bit of Schumann's Romanza in A, an oboe piece transcribed by Kreisler for violin. Other violinists, Joseph Sighetti, say, made deeper and more subtle recordings of the Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms concertos, even the Mendelssohn. But it would be hard to say that any other performances were more beautiful than Kreisler's. Even the more austere and profound Sigetti admired him enormously. Sigetti's touching reminiscences of Kreisler, written shortly after Kreisler's death in 1962, are used as the liner notes to this album. Toward the end of Kreisler's career, his sweetness took on a harder edge, and his perfect intonation became less reliable. But the performances here were made at the height of his powers, when even his rivals envied his fabulous tone and technique. Most violinists still do.